My Nintendo dogs were on the verge of death, yeah, like every single
they
day.
They were starved. Like, so far, how has it been living together? Like, have you had your first fight yet?
What did we get it for, Colby? What did we get it for?
Like, one day, if you go missing, I'm blaming her.
I was like, oh my God, talk dirty to
did
me.
Did you think you're straight?
For sure.
What lip gloss are you wearing?
I'm wearing Rare Beauty.
Is that Selena's?
It Selena. Sure is.
Yeah.
I literally walked in and Katie looked stunning and I was like, Katie, where are you going?
She's got a hot date.
She was like, on a date. I was like, with who?
Who else?
She's like, who are you cheating on Jack with? I was mortified.
Well, no, it's our date night.
But then in my head, after you said it was Jack, I was like, oh my God, did I miss your anniversary? But then I was like, wait, no, your anniversary was in July.
Yeah, anniversaries already happened.
Yeah, it happened. We discuss.
We have our weekly date nights.
They're weekly?
Yeah, every week we go on a date.
Wait, so cute.
He got me flowers.
What days?
Just depends on the week.
Okay.
Because, you know, we have every week's different.
You know, that's what they say. Never stop dating.
Never stop dating.
Is that
that's
what
right.
I've way stopped. Is that what they say? I have well, not been listening
no,
to
no like once
these
you once you're in a relationship that's oh, what they say
got
yeah
it, got it, got
that
it.
You're never supposed to stop dating.
Okay, so what's his date? Is it a surprise?
Not a surprise. I just texted him this morning and I was like, take me out tonight.
It's tonight. Oh, yeah. Date night.
And he goes, reservation made.
Aww.
And then he comes in the door with this bouquet of flowers behind me. So the date nights like really aren't scheduled out too far in advance as you might gather, but like once a week we make a point to do
is
something.
Your date night sometimes at home?
Some no. absolutely not. Take me out. I want to wear a dress. I want to go to the West Village and I want to
relive your glory days.
Not take my credit card out of my purse.
That's perfect.
I love that.
And
that's on that. I mean, I did make dinner last night.
You cooked?
I cooked last night. I made a risotto.
It looked so delicious.
So that was like my like I paid the tab last night, you know?
Right.
He pays the tab tonight.
You put in the blood, sweat, and tears to that risotto.
Yeah. It's like it's just how it is in this household.
It's a push and a pull.
Yeah. One night, I usually cook like two nights a week. He takes me out one night, and then the other nights we do leftovers or takeout.
Do you guys eat together every night?
Yeah. Unless he's out with his friends, I'm out with you guys, or I'm on a work thing.
And you guys eat the same thing, like when you eat every
night?
We
eat the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I'm always curious about that.
We have like our usual rotation of things we do, but...
You're a woman of routine.
Yeah. I mean, just depends on how the vibes are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where you're going tonight?
Yeah, we're going to Kanto.
Oh, Kanto, the place of the frozen espresso martinis.
They do have the frozen espresso martinis.
Wait, I hope they give you guys tequila shots.
I do not need that tonight. It's a Wednesday.
It's hump day, though.
The owner so does not
need,
know Wednesday from Thursday from Friday.
You need a tequila
Friday.
Shot.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm going to have a glass of red wine.
Slay.
I'll never forget the last time we went to Kanto, the last date night we had there. I'll never forget it. The owner of Kanto yelled at Jack.
For what?
Oh, no.
No, he's nuts. He's crazy. We all have his business card from that dinner we went to.
He was nuts in a great way. Like, we loved him when we went that one time.
Oh, so he was nice yelling at Jack.
No. He was mean yelling at Jack.
Oh, okay.
So what happened was, the previous experience that I'd had with the owner was a very positive one. Like, he gave us free drinks, like business cards.
That was
like,
when we were all together.
Yeah, we had like the shots. Like, he was really great.
Right.
So nice. And then the last time we went, Jack would tell this story better, but like essentially we were waiting for our table. Like, we had gotten there on time and they were like kind of running behind, like the kitchen or the tables were running behind like 15 minutes, which was no big deal. We were like, let's just walk down the street and go grab a beer at like, where'd we go? White Horse Tavern or something, like had a drink there and then killed 15 minutes and then went to the dinner. Like they were like 15:20. So we're like, okay, we can have like one quick drink and then come back.
At that point, it's on your terms.
Exactly. Like, they're the ones running behind, which, but not a big deal. So we got back like 20 minutes later and the owner like comes out and like yells at Jack. And then he realized, he was like, oh wait. And the owner like thought Jack was someone else. Like, I think what happened was maybe someone was like really rude that like kind of resembled Jack earlier in the evening. He like said something along the lines of like, why'd you come back? I told you not to come back or something. And Jack's like, whoa.
Jack's like, me?
I waited just my 20 minutes.
Just trying to figure out how much longer till our table is ready.
Oh my
but
God.
He like fully got screamed at by the owner.
Oh, poor Jack.
But we're going back. We're going to give him another try. Because the food was amazing. And the owner felt really, really bad.
Have you ever gotten the eggplant from there?
I have not. But I love the dip. Like the, I believe it's like marinara dip that you dip. They like give you the bread house bread.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The bread basket.
So good.
And it's like a mixture of marinara sauce. So hopefully tonight we don't have a mistaken identity situation with Jack at the door and the owner is nice.
I really hope that for you.
I think they just consistently have that problem. So I don't think you have much to worry about.
Yeah, I feel like they just, well, because it's such a fun vibe in there, people just don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Which is,
I was there one time. You know how they have that second room?
Yes.
Off the back. Yeah. I was sat there with a somewhat large party. I'd say there were like 6 or 8 of us in there. And we were still ordering stuff. We were finishing our food and still had a lot of a bottle of wine left. And they were similarly rushing us out because there was a large party that I'm sure was angry that they were running late. But I think we got sat, like, we were at our table just enjoying ourselves. And there was like no warning until we literally were eating our food. And they told us that we had 5 minutes or something until we had to leave.
It's hit or miss with that sort of thing. It reminds me of that video game Diner Dash.
Yes.
From growing up.
I used to love that. And Cooking Mama.
Cooking Mama. Same grain. Yeah. Loved all those games. Like anything that honestly, like those games were quite stressful.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I loved the stress back then. Now, I tried to rid my life of stress.
That's so funny because I welcome it with open doors.
Nope, I'm trying. I'm trying to get rid of it. Ugh. Like, no more stress. Especially, well, I mean, stress in the form of entertainment. Mm. Like, stress is inevitable on a daily basis with work and life, but I'm not going to invite stressful activities into my life for the sake of entertainment.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah. It's like also when your Neopets would be famished. Or parched.
Yeah, why did we have so much responsibility when we were younger with these games?
It's called Penguin, Neopets.
Like, fake responsibility.
No, it wasn't Neopets. What, Nintendogs? That's what I was thinking
of. Oh, Nintendogs.
It would tell you, it's like, I'm famished.
No, my Nintendogs were on the verge of death, like every single day.
They were starved.
But
meanwhile, you had to feed them constantly, and normal dogs, you...
All the time.
...feed once or twice a day.
No, but they didn't gain weight. It was the craziest thing. All they did was get famished.
Yeah.
Like they would
they
just
were
like,
always famished. They were
always famished.
Relatable.
Nintendogs. Yeah. Nintendogs, Tamagotchis, Sims.
Yeah.
And there's probably more that I'm not even thinking of.
Sims I was obsessed with, like clinically obsessed with
Sims.
Yeah,
but like it's crazy if you really think about it, how much like stress we had to deal with when we were young with these virtual beings that we had to keep alive.
I mean, Sims was just ahead of its time. Like you could woohoo, which we talked about on the podcast. Yeah. You could lock them in the pool and like drown them.
I feel like a lot of psychopaths were made.
Yeah, it was for not sure. allowed
from to playing play Sims. That. Like psychopaths, I feel like, I mean, and normal people alike, but
I have killed a lot of people in my day on Sims.
Yeah, that's like kind of freaky.
But I would always want like my girl to marry one of the goth family people. And so I'd have to like eliminate the rest of the goth family. And so I'd like have my girl be infiltrating. Mortimer Goth's wife was upset about it. And so I'd have to lock her in a little house and then light it on fire. And then, you know, she was no more.
I truly don't know what you're talking about.
I think people who listen to the pod will know if they played Sims.
Yeah.
They will know.
I understand that.
But it's okay.
But I don't know who you're talking about.
That's totally fine. I forgive you for it. They will know. The people will know. The people will know what I'm saying.
You love to talk about The Sims.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you always bring it up. Like,
do I?
You bring up the wooing. You're like, I think we've talked about this before. I think we talk about it every other week.
Wait, I love Sims.
No, every other week, someone take a tally of how many times Adam brings up The Sims.
You love The Sims.
Take a shot every time I talk about The Sims. I love it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with loving The Sims.
No.
There's nothing wrong with loving The Sims. You guys are like honestly living out The Sims right now with your apartment situation.
I feel like Colby and I are Sims.
With your new apartment, you're like moving in, putting like deciding.
Colby and I are Sims, but like we're not controlling our bodies. Like someone else is controlling us because the things that are happening, I feel like are happening at such rapid pace. Like Colby will send me something on Facebook Marketplace and I'm like, okay, cool, execute, buy it. I already booked a person to go pick it up. Colby's like, what?
Actually, that's not what happened. You tried to tell me that that was a bad deal. And then all of a sudden you were like, okay, I booked it.
I will say Colby Colby, like, I obviously, my job on a day-to-day is negotiating. And so Colby is, like, so afraid to negotiate with these people on Facebook Marketplace. And so this girl is selling this thing that we wanted for, like, $200. And I was like, okay, cool, like, offer 100. And Colby's like, no, why don't we offer, like, 175? And I'll say, but, you know, we'll get it today if you give it to us for 175. I'm like, $25 off? Like, no, ask her for 100.
I was like, that's 50% off. There was no
way. I was like, I want 50% off and don't offer anything else. Like, just be like, we'll do it for 100.
She's going to have such a hard time selling this. Like, I was like, there was another one that was in Park Slope that I reached out to for $50 more than this list price, and it already sold. And there's, this is the last one.
What did we get it for, Colby? What did we get it for?
150.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I,
you offer 100, they meet you in the middle.
No, she didn't. She said once, then she said 175, and then I Colby said,
was like, let's take it, and I was like, no.
No, then I said, okay, I can get it today if you give it to me for 150.
And then we got it. Long story short,
I have a fear of haggling. Isn't haggling the word?
Heckling.
Negotiating. No, heckling is when you're kind of like harassing someone publicly.
Oh, it's heckling.
Haggling.
Haggling. Haggling is like you're haggling someone. You're haggling.
Yeah,
someone.
You're haggling. You're like I remember back in the day, like my first ever experience with this was yard sales.
Oh.
I remember going to yard sales when I was young with my like babysitting money, and there was this one really cool mom in our cul-de-sac that loved to take all the kids to yard sales, and we'd knock out like 5 in a day. Honestly, bring back yard sales. I feel people don't do that anymore because of Facebook Marketplace. We've had
this conversation as well.
Yard sales need to make a comeback.
They still have those in the suburbs.
Yeah, but like not as much as I need them to happen. Like whenever I'm home in Maryland, I'm not seeing as many signs as there once was. Anywho, somehow part of me feels like it's rude to negotiate.
Same.
Like I think my problem is I have such a hard time. Like I have it so ingrained in my head that I need to be polite at all times. I blame my mother. Mom, if you're listening, you raised a great girl, but I have no backbone. I have no fucking backbone because I am so afraid of being rude at all times in my life.
We got to make you guys stronger.
In work, even in socializing.
I got to make you guys stronger soldiers.
No, you need to make me stronger because I cannot live. I'm about to turn 30 and I have no fucking backbone.
Guys, like, I'm telling you, if you aren't comfortable negotiating, another person who is more comfortable will walk all over you.
I had to go pick up my desk in person, obviously, that I bought over the weekend. And I got this girl down and I was fine doing it over over the chat. I was like, okay, would you take 40? This wasn't even a fight. I was just like, would you take $40 and I can come get it tomorrow or something? And she was like, yeah, that's perfect. And then I got there and I knew that she had listed it for like 60. See, I got it for $20 off. But
what was this?
My desk.
Oh, the desk. Yeah.
And I got there and I was like, wait, how much do I owe you again? And if she told me 60, I would have still paid her 60. Like, I felt too awkward to just pay her $40 while she was standing there and then have her tell me that I owed her more money.
Yeah.
So you gave her 60?
No, I gave her 40. Because but I asked to confirm. I was like, how much do I owe you again?
And she said 40.
And she said 40.
Okay, got it.
Okay, good. So she upheld her end of the bargain.
Yeah. But it's awkward having to like go be face to face with them too after you undermined the value of their used furniture.
Well, don't even get me started on my situation. That girl, her Venmo request is still sitting in my Venmo.
The listeners were saying that you were valid. I was reading.
Wait, they did? I didn't end up following up.
I was reading the responses.
That was her fault.
I was honestly thinking about that situation for days.
Yeah, like, I mean,
about your situation. About, well, listeners, if you're out of the loop, essentially,
I sold this girl a couch. A lot of people wanted the couch. Let me tell you, it was a popular couch on Facebook Marketplace. She said, hey, I will give you the price that you're asking for, which is $100. I was like, I just want to get $100 for this couch. It's going to be a bitch for me and Alex to like get this out of the apartment. But however, like, you need to pick it up by this time. And she was like, okay, I have to pick it up on the last day of the month because that's when our new lease is starting. And I was like, totally fine. I just need you to Venmo me the money in advance and I'll hold the couch for you and I'll take it off Facebook Marketplace. She did that. And then she started asking questions about the couch over the weekend that made me think that she was probably going to cancel the transaction. She was like, do you guys have a dog? Is there hair on it? Can you send me a video of the couch?
She was trying to get out of it.
Exactly. And so I was sending her all the stuff. I was like, it's a perfect couch. And then literally the next day, aka 2 days in advance of our lease being up, she comes back to me and she's like, I'm so sorry, but like our lease got pushed to August 4th or something like that. And we can't get the couch in time. And so like, so sorry, but like, we're not taking the couch anymore. And then Venmo requested me the money back. And I was like, girl, this is the whole reason that you paid for the couch up front is because I told you this is like your hold, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, you need to pay me for the couch up front and then I will take it off Facebook Marketplace, even though there are 8 other people in here that want the couch. And so she Venmo requested me the money and I was like, look, I will 100% try to sell the couch and will absolutely give you the money back. Like if I can't sell it, but if I can't sell it,
no, then if you can sell it, right?
Yeah, if I can sell it.
If you can't,
if I can't sell it, then that screws me because now I need to get this couch out of the damn apartment. You need
to pay for it to be removed.
Pay for it to be removed, probably. And or like do my own physical labor because you backed out literally 2 days before a lease is up. On top of me dealing with all this other move stuff, I did try to sell the couch. I reached back out to every single person who wanted the couch and desperately tried to sell that couch. Couldn't do it, obviously.
Well,
and
the thing is, the couch. At that point, it's like she should not. She learned a lesson. She should not have sent you that money.
If she wasn't actually committed to taking it,
I would have been like to you, and this is where I don't feel rude. I'd be like, no, I'm not sending you $100 now. I'd send you like 20% up front and see what happens.
Yeah, and I'd be like, no, you're going to send 50%. Otherwise, I'm going
to
leave it.
Okay, maybe. And then you know what? Maybe I would say yes to 50%.
And that's how you negotiate. See,
I'm good at this sort of negotiation, but like some negotiation, I'm bad.
Shut. You know what?
I feel rude.
The girl really wanted the couch, but honestly, like, I still feel kind of guilty. Like, I have a little bit of a guilty conscience about it because, like, she is like, some girl that I guess just moving new to the city. But then I'm like, I need to maintain my.
No, you taught her a valuable lesson.
I taught that girl a lesson.
You taught her a lesson. Although, like, one day if you go missing, I'm blaming her.
No shit, it's her for sure.
Like, if you go missing or something really bad happens to you, I'm blaming the couch girl.
If I go missing in the next few weeks, it's either couch girl or these two guys I hired to bring Colby and I.
They were fine.
Kitchen Island.
You didn't even see them once they actually got inside. They were fine after that. They were like really proud of themselves. Wait,
welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing? We also all three haven't recorded the podcast together in a month, probably.
Oh my god, yeah, it's been a minute. The gang's back together.
The gang is back.
And how Adam, you've like literally been around the globe.
Yeah, I've been gone.
Yeah,
I've been up and Adam.
Don't worry, he did a whole recap on Australia and it was maybe 2 hours squished into the span of 40 minutes because he was talking so fast.
I was literally cracked out. I was like
He is not literally cracked out.
Oh yeah, I wasn't literally cracked out. Sorry, guys. Record, I make jokes.
For the record,
you're like similarly amped up right now, maybe you saying, but Adam got 8 hours of sleep last night for the first time in a decade.
Slept like a baby. Literally, 2 nights ago, Colby, I feel like has finally realized like the amount of work that I have all the time.
I've always understood that you work like an animal, but now
you see it
now
firsthand.
You just have to take your calls in my room and sit outside my room.
Wait, guys, I actually need to talk about this call that I had yesterday morning. So every Tuesday. Basically, on Monday nights, I have calls until midnight usually. And then on Tuesday mornings, I have calls at 6, starting at 6 a.m.
Which is insane, by the way. Where's work-life balance? Who?
I don't need that. I'm an animal, as Colby mentioned. So I wake up, I like set my alarm, whatever. That night on Monday, I ended up going to bed at like 2 a.m. And so I slept for like 3.5 hours. Woke up at 5:30. Obviously, I'm deranged. I'm like, I slept for 3.5 hours. I feel like shit. I go up to turn my light switch on. I turn the light switch on and nothing turns on. And I'm like, wait, I'm so confused. Like maybe I'm dreaming. And so I get up and I'm like, wait.
You're at the new apartment.
At the new apartment.
Oh, okay.
I get out of bed and I'm like, fuck, like you need to wake up. I'm like hitting myself on the head. I'm like, you need to wake up. None of the light switches are working. I walk out into the main room, try to turn on all of those lights, which is nothing's working. I'm like, I literally must be in a bad dream. I go back into my room.
Were you lucid dreaming? Were you like,
I straight up thought that I was still asleep.
So you're lucid dreaming?
No.
Well, I wasn't actually. I go back into my room and then I realize what had happened is that we didn't do the Con Ed. And so
we did, but I selected the wrong apartment.
Correct. I left Con Ed in the wrong hands.
So you had no lights on.
So we had no power.
You had no power.
Colby and I had no power.
You had no juice.
Power the first day though. So
we were confused.
I thought that it was up and running fine.
Because on Monday, which was the start of our lease, aka September 1st, we had power and it was totally fine. And we went to bed with air conditioning on, fans on, the whole deal. Like everything was swimmingly and amazing.
Beautiful. So what? There was like a little left over from the last tenant?
There must have been.
She was paying for your first day.
Well, I paid a day of hers also yesterday.
Mind you, it's literally 5:45 a.m. I have a call starting in 15 minutes with like a lot of people that I need to lead. And I'm like,
and you have no lights.
I have no lights. It's pitch black. It's hilarious. Quite literally pitch black.
What time was this? 5 a.m.
This is 5:40. At this point,
it's no longer sunny yet. Yeah. 5 a.m.
It took me between 5:30 a.m. and 5:45 a.m. to realize that I was in fact not dreaming and we did not have power and that I needed to figure out how I could get us power, because then I also realized, wait, we also don't have Wi-Fi if we don't have power. And so I'm sprinting around the apartment like an animal trying to figure out how the fuck to get Con Ed. I realized that I actually need to call Con Ed. They're not open until 7, obviously. Why would they be open at 5:45 a.m.?
You could just do it online.
I tried. Can no, trust imagine? Me, I tried.
911, what's your emergency? the lights won't turn on.
This is the thing, though, because I did that last night. And then also, when I set up my mail forwarding online, it must be the way that it's put into the system. I don't know where.
Colby, don't worry, babe. It's not your fault.
The letters don't show up properly. Okay, so
this is what I realized had happened after I figured out how to set up Con Ed. Mind you, of course, I didn't figure out how to set up Con Ed in 15 minutes. I literally considered at 5:40 a.m. sprinting to my office, which is a probably 10-minute walk.
So what ended up happening? What did you do?
I literally propped my laptop on a pillow, hotspotted myself. Mind you, I have no shirt on. I'm like, I'm just not going to go camera on. It's literally pitch black in here.
Shine your flashlight. Oh, so you didn't even do camera on. I didn't even do camera on. Fine. Okay.
I was like, this is going to look so ridiculous. I'm talking to like really important people who are all over the globe. And I'm like, and I normally lead the calls. I'm camera on. I'm making jokes, whatever. I get on the call. They're like, Adam, like, why are you camera on? Like, it's so unlike you. I'm like, guys, I'm going to be totally honest. Like, I have no power. Moved into a new apartment yesterday. It's currently pitch black. I don't have a shirt on. Like, everything's going wrong. I was honestly, like, I don't have Wi-Fi. I'm hotspotting myself. I'm really sorry. And they started dying laughing. They were like, that is fucking hilarious.
Sometimes you need a little comedic relief on a Monday or whatever day that was.
I gave it to them. I was like, I just need to be honest with you about what I'm currently dealing with right now because it's so ridiculous. So anyways, I figured out how to turn on Con Ed, and then we had power within 30 minutes.
I figured out the Wi-Fi. You figured out the lights.
I'm not blaming you at all. I was also worthless. I straight up pick up the Wi-Fi container. I mean, Colby's also realizing now like how incompetent I am. Like, everything I need to call Alex, I'm like we get the Wi-Fi and I'm like, I don't know what this even is. Like, I need to call Alex, and Colby's like, we can literally figure it out.
Yeah, or just call Con Ed.
No, I did it.
No, straight my to solution the source. Is always call Alex. I'm like, let's call Alex. Let's
straight
call Alex.
To the source.
Colby sent me a TV. I was like, wait, I need to call Alex first.
Like, so far, how has it been living together? Like, have you had your first fight yet?
No, it's been fabulous. No.
Colby and I are honestly great roommates so far. Every night we've eaten 2 little Trader Joe's ice cream cones, and I'm so excited for our ice cream cones.
It's your ritual.
Yeah, we sit on the couch and we each have 2 ice cream cones,
and it's really adorable.
It is.
Are you guys like, okay, are you gonna like watch like shows together?
Yeah, we do every night.
Every night. It's been one night. We did turn on Housewives last night.
The night before, we also sat on the floor and ate dinner before we had a couch because my movers couldn't. It actually worked out well, though, because Adam's movers came on the first and mine came on the second. And so yours got everything in and like situated so they weren't having to avoid each other.
Yeah. One roommate at a time.
Yeah.
That's nice. A nice way to do it.
But so we didn't have a couch the first night. So we had dinner on the floor.
Yeah, and we've just been slowly adding things to the apartment every day.
The apartment looks amazing. I can't wait.
Yesterday, we got our couch. And then, actually, in one day, we achieved a lot.
No, yeah.
We got couch, rolled up the rug.
Yeah, the rug for my room wasn't going to work anymore.
The kitchen island from hell.
I donated it to the living room. The kitchen island arrived. Now we just need stools for the island.
Our things that are missing. Actually, the one disagreement that Colby and I have had is that I feel adamant that I want...
Katie agrees with me, so feel free wait, to say it.
Finish the sentence.
I want a chair in the living room, and I want it to be under the window.
I helped Colby unpack some things, and
Katie was so helpful. She came over and helped greet my movers with me, and then as I was sitting there, it's really such a strange feeling having movers come, because they're like doing all the work.
Oh yeah,
which is amazing. But then you're just like sitting around being like, okay, put that box, especially in an apartment.
Another
like,
reason
in
why
a house,
yeah.
You do need to direct people and be like, put that in that bedroom, in that bedroom, whatever. But I was just like sitting around being like, oh, you can just put that there because I need to figure out where it's gonna go anyway. Mm-hmm. But so then we unpacked all of the like dishes, cups, everything.
It's fun doing someone else's move, like being there to help someone else, because like I was just like, la di da.
You got to walk away.
No,
cheered.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's honestly how it felt growing up when someone would be like, do you want to come over and help me clean my room?
Yeah.
I loved cleaning someone else's room, but not my own. Hate moving in my own apartment. Love moving in someone else's.
Or like rearranging somebody else's furniture in
oddly,
the room.
It's just not as stressful.
I'd like doing that.
Like you're still doing the manual labor, but for some reason, if it's not your stuff, it feels significantly less stressful.
Yeah.
But I loved helping. And then we were imagining what an accent chair could potentially look like in the space. And I feel if you're going to do it, you got to wait till you get your dining table first.
I agree.
Because the dining table, like to give some perspective to the listeners, it's like they have like a clear like living room, like vignette on one side. It's like one large room.
Mm-hmm. It's an open floor plan.
Plus each of your bedrooms and bathrooms. But like the main, I'd call it like a great room, has the kitchen, dining and living area all in one, mm-hmm. with high ceilings and gorgeous brick, and you guys have like the most. Here's the thing about being a great gift giver. When you find something truly perfect for everyone on your list, you almost don't want to give it away. That's what happened with my Quince order. Everything's so soft and well-made, I'm seriously tempted to keep it all for myself.
Colby and I were literally just walking to Katie's apartment this morning and talking about how we needed a wool coat. And the first thing that I saw at the top of Quince's website was the Italian wool coat. They're absolutely at the top of my list right now. They look designer, feel luxurious, and are made with premium materials. But like everything at Quince, the price won't make you panic. We're talking way less than what other brands charge.
There are also so many options I can see myself giving a friend or one of my family members, like a scarf or sweater. Find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
You guys know I have been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work. And when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout.
It's amazing little skylight and everything, but because it's such an open space, like you don't want to close it off with like an accent chair in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
Like
you got to see. But he wants it against the divot thing too.
On which side?
I want it under the window. So I want it to be kind of like facing the kitchen basically.
But then it'll be in the middle.
It wouldn't be in the middle because there's space next to the couch.
Okay, right. Well, I'd have to see.
He wants it where the lamp is.
Well, not where the lamp is. No, I want it next to the lamp.
But there's the...
Can I just ask why you need a chair?
That's what I said. I said now it'll look like there is furniture in every single crevice.
I think we need more seating. But I agree that I want to... I am willing to wait until the dining table comes in with the chairs. And then.
But when we get a coffee table, because you want that too.
Yeah. And then once you get the coffee table, then I will reassess my desire for the chair.
That's really adult of you.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
He's maturing.
I can't wait for your first party. Oh my God. I can't wait for like your first overnight guests. Men.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Like how's Me that going to go? Do you guys... Are you going to put a sock on the door?
No. We're just... I'm just going to be banging and Colby's going to be like, hey.
I'm going to be like, oh my God. What's going on in there?
I will say Colby and I are honestly like it takes Colby from her room to my room like so long.
When we went to bed last night, it was like, wait, I feel like you're really far away from me.
You guys have like two wings of the house.
But that's what we said we wanted.
I mean, the apartment is quite literally massive.
We manifested it.
It's a perfect apartment. You're welcome. Really could not be more perfect.
Okay, I'm glad that you feel this way.
I actually am. I'm obsessed with the apartment. I can't stop talking about
it. You're so welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Colby. Colby's the reason that we have this.
No, I love the apartment. And I, when we were like watching all the movers bring the stuff in, I said to Colby, I'm like, I can just feel all the fun that's going to be had here. Like, it's like a feeling in your chest. Like, oh, I just know there's going to be such fun time.
It's also just such a good hosting apartment because it is like a great room. And high there's ceilings. Like so,
You should throw a rager before you get anything else because you have like a lot of floor space right now, which would be great for party.
Yeah, because we want to be able to fit bodies in
your birthday.
That's what I said.
Throw like a massive rager.
Adam's birthday's next.
It's coming up too fast. Like, I don't even know when we're going to have time for a rager.
It's coming up quick.
Well,
but
we'll make time.
We're going to have a party.
We will make
time.
We
definitely will have a party.
You're having a birthday party.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing something.
It might be like the night of your birthday.
I literally can't wait to have people in the apartment. It's going to be so fun.
We should do like a little pregame moment or like a little cocktail hors d'oeuvre at your apartment and then go to dinner for your birthday. Even if we can't have a rager.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
If we can't have a rager, we'll...
Yeah, that sounds like a lovely induction to the building.
We'll
as
have a dialed back rager.
I love that.
Maybe we can invite our downstairs neighbors who we're going to become best friends with.
Oh my god, one of them's so hot. I ran into him the other day coming into the apartment building, and he was like, yo, what's up, man? You moving in? And I was like,
yo, what's up, man? Oh my god, did he dab you up too?
Adam got a boner when he said that.
I literally did. I was like, oh my god, talk dirty to
did
me.
Did he think you're straight?
For sure. Well, actually, no, there's no way. I was literally in like, I think I was in this actually. I was
so you're in a tank top. So there's no way.
I was
in
my workout clothes. I was tank top, workout shorts that go like literally basically down to my ass cheeks.
I wonder if they think we're dating. We have to give them like the rundown on our situation.
No, I told him. He was like, oh, are you moving in today? Like, is it just you? I was like, oh yeah, it's me and my best friend Colby. Like, you'll see her up there. And then I literally, the second that
You said best friend. Okay, clear.
Yeah, so you know. And then the second that he exited my site, I literally am texting Colby and I'm like, get the fuck out of the apartment right now. Walk down one floor. Like, you need to go meet our hot neighbor. Like, I just met him and I'm obsessed. Like, you need to go meet him right now. And she's like, okay.
Wait, I love
and
it.
I did.
And then she did meet him.
I'm manifesting.
But he just said hi. He didn't want to shout with me. Maybe I made him nervous.
You probably made him nervous.
Oh, no. Well, they had trash in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. And then I saw him again because then Colby and I were outside doing boxes and he came downstairs and he was like, oh, sorry, guys. We've been away. Like, the trash has been bad. And I was like, yeah, it smelled like shit. And
oh, he's so polite.
Yeah, he was.
But
hopefully he got my joke.
I think we're going to be friends with them. And then on nights that we don't want to go out, we can be like, do you guys want to come over and order takeout and hang out?
Yeah.
You guys should like slip a note under their door and be like, hey.
I was about to say something dirty.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Kobe was like, yeah, come over. Like, we can have them over and have takeout. And I was like, yeah, or come over and have sex with me.
Okay.
But that was crazy.
Well, like, how presumptuous to think that they're all single. You never know.
You know what? Only one way to find out.
Actually, three dudes living together.
A lot of neighbors in this building, and I met my neighbor, like as I was moving out. When I saw people in the elevator bank, because a similar thing happened to me on Facebook Marketplace with some of my outdoor furniture. Somebody fully told me that they were leaving work to come pick up a piece of furniture on Friday and then ghosted me for the entire rest of the weekend. And so then I was holding it thinking like, oh, maybe they'll come whatever day. And then they never answered. In the 11th hour, I heard people waiting for the elevator and I was like, hey, are you interested in any outdoor furniture? And the guy came in and he was like, hey, nice to meet you. They live next door. I never met them.
Next door neighbors.
I think that means the only neighbor we haven't met is the owner and then the people that are on the floor below the hot one.
Yeah.
Because we have a small building. Like, we at this point know it. Like, we know our next door. Yeah. We know the one below us now, or at least one of them. We need to meet his two roommates.
I saw one of them this morning.
Oh, you did? What did he look like? Cute?
I didn't get a good look.
You think he's not like, cute, for sure. Colby would have said. Colby would have said. Nope, she thinks he's hideous.
Colby's picky.
No. No, like, Colby he was probably cute, but, like, I wasn't in love with him.
Colby definitely thinks he's hideous. He's got to be ugly.
He's not for me.
Okay, yep, there it comes. No, there it is.
That doesn't mean he's not cute.
That does not mean he's ugly. Also, true. He could have a really great heart.
Yeah.
He we'll could be really, really kind.
I wasn't, like, stopped dead in my tracks in the stairwell on my way to work this morning.
I obviously, like, had a mental breakdown about the stairs at first, but now I love the stairs. Every day I get up to the top and I'm like, wow, I feel like I just got a little workout in.
A little accomplishment? Yeah. Your booty?
No, I'm going to look insane.
Booty tingle?
Yeah, like, I'm going to look so good. Colby and I are going to be fit as hell.
You guys don't even, like, think about the stairs anymore.
No, they're so easy, which means we're getting stronger.
Yeah, so true.
Oh, I'm just so happy you guys are so close.
I know.
We really are. We just walked.
Tracking. Like, I was just, like, looking at all of our... I like to just sometimes look at all my friends' dots. Like, my...
Yeah.
They're my, like, my Sims in the Manhattan little island. And I love seeing how close your dots are to me.
We're so close.
We're so close. Like, so much closer than before.
14th Street now.
Adam, how do you feel about that? Guys, if you go back in time on the podcast, Adam used to say he never wanted to even venture above 14th Street,
okay, let alone saying it jokingly. Live.
Adam used to talk so much shit about the land above 14th, and now we are all above 14th. How do you freaking feel about that?
I love being above 14th. I actually love living in Flatiron.
That's growth.
I'm obsessed. Although, okay, I will say, honestly, the one thing that I do miss is that my access to the West Side Highway is not as easy at all.
Yeah.
And so now when I go on a walk, I'll usually lap Madison Square Park. And so that's kind of become my new West Side Highway. And I actually think Madison Square Park's beautiful, amazing. And there's always something going on there and good people watching. And it's like it's a lot of seating. It's pretty, but it's like, it's not the West Side Highway, you know?
Well, you should just come over to me and that... you pick me up and then we'll go together.
True.
Yeah.
Like it's what, 15 minutes from you to me?
It's not like not even that much of an undertaking. It's just not what we were used to.
It's also just like if I'm going to go for a walk, that kind of means that 20 minutes of my walk is going to be dedicated getting to the West Side Highway.
Yeah, so we just, it's probably going to be more of a weekend thing for me now.
Agree. But that used to be my favorite part about living. But I am honestly like so happy to not be in FIDA anymore. Although after I left FIDA, of course, they add literally everything under the sun that I like. There's a Barry's opening up on Wall Street.
I texted Adam that and I was like, I'm actually cracking up that they opened a Barry's on Wall Street the week after you, or like announced it the week after you moved. Literally. And Adam was like, they're opening a Barry's on Wall Street.
Is it too late to get out of our lease?
No, literally, I was like, how do I break the lease? Although Colby and I actually are next to Barry's, or at least very close.
My sister has been tracking me on Find My Friends because my family always does that to like make sure I'm safe.
Of course.
And she was like, I need to familiarize myself with your location so I don't get worried. And then she goes, oh, I just almost said where we live, so that's why I'm stuttering now. But she was like, oh, Adam must be so happy to live so close to Barry's.
I will say also, like randomly, I run into so many people all the time. Like, I think everybody under the sun lives near us.
Yeah.
Or at least maybe works near us because I keep running into people nonstop. Yeah. I ran into some guy I haven't seen in a while at the gym tonight. I ran into another guy I haven't seen in a while at the gym yesterday. I ran into a couple on the street, literally one of our friend's brother and his wife.
No, oh like God. Everyone, dinner, I'm telling you, all the cool kids... All the cool kids live in Flatiron slash Chelsea.
I mean, we kind of are on the border.
I love living in Chelsea. And I like used to, this used to just be like a drive through kind of neighborhood for me, like on my way places. Cause like, And now I can't imagine not living here.
There's so many places that like once Colby and I get settled in, like this week has obviously been a freaking disaster. And I feel like I have
my routine starts next week.
We need to have a bucket list. We need to print something out or like get some Sharpies, bucket list things we've got to do.
I like want us to have just like random nights where we're like, hey, do you want to go to dinner? Like, let's go get a glass of wine. Like, I want to like do fun stuff. I had a
long ass day. Yeah. I'm available. Let's go get a drink.
I love that.
I'm available and I know a lot of spots over here. Anyway, I think we should answer some questions now because I've got to run to date night soon. So this one was super like, I saw this come in because I have like the notifications on my phone of like our Gmail. And I was appalled by even just like the first few words in this email.
Okay.
So we need to help this girl out and we need to give her a big old pep talk, okay?
Okay.
Hi, guys. My boyfriend has said, I'm going to leave you if you don't lose weight. Is that unforgivable? I'm 28 and had a stroke on holiday. I was in the ICU in hospital for 8 months and I've been out for 5 months. I used to be a size 6, but now I'm a size 12, which I think is a US 2 to a US 8. Yeah, so I'm a size 8 for context. I have limited mobility from the stroke and had to learn to walk again as I was completely paralyzed for months, so it's understandable that I gained some weight. My boyfriend has also said a couple of times that I'd break up with you if you got fat, which I always got mad at, but his reasoning is I would never expect you to stay if I got fat either. We started properly dating 3 months ago, so he would have never seen me when I was a size 6 / US size 2. Is this unforgivable?
Oh my God, this hurts my heart.
Yeah, it's so sad.
I'm sorry. Like, could
this man also not understand that vows are in sickness and in health?
Well, they're not married, but still.
No, I know, but he's like, that's the purpose of dating, is to like be with someone if they're going to stay together.
Just for science, could you please provide us with this man's first and last name so I can harass him on the internet? What the actual fuck? This is unforgivable. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like not your person.
Like, considering like the sickness and her being paralyzed and gaining weight from that situation, like if somebody says that to you in general and justifies it with they wouldn't expect you to stay with them unless if they got fat either, is actually insane.
No, to be the kind of person that cares about that sort of thing, like to the point where you're going to just everything about this pisses me off.
There's just so many other ways to go about it. That says a lot about his character that he has no shame in just being like, you gain some weight and you should lose it. Like, if like that happens to everyone, it's natural. Like, you could be like, hey, I want to get on a health kick. Do you want to join me or something? Like, something to try and make it less.
Yeah, but that's even obvious. More about healthy and less about like, like the way that this is phrased, like, I'm going to leave you if you don't lose weight.
Yeah.
the like
it's
that,
insane.
It's not like, and I feel like if I were to, like, I've read stories or heard stories of people being like, I've been with this person and they've gained a lot of weight recently and I'm maybe not as attracted to them anymore,
right.
Which isn't like that's like a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do about it? And I think the answer always is like, yeah, like, do you want to like start going to the gym together? Let's go for walks. Like, let's encourage healthy eating. Like, there's so many ways to go about phrasing that. And also, she literally had a stroke.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's have some grace. Tough. I just hate how this has been phrased, and that makes me feel like this is absolutely unforgivable behavior.
Yeah, I think that's a bad, unique situation.
Also,
the stroke, like, of it all.
Just, you're not fat. You are actually a very healthy weight and build,
right,
if you are a US size 8.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, for context,
that's like,
that is my size.
Yeah.
So no, this man,
crazy, crazy, crazy.
Once again, please send me his first and last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's rude. We don't like him.
So that's fucked.
Randomly, I'm thinking back, I knew this person in high school who their sister and her boyfriend made like, or had a written agreement that they signed. And I've seen it. They basically said if either one of them got fat, and they defined the terms, it was like plus or minus 50 pounds or something like that, that they would like break up with each other.
Well, I've heard it be written into prenups. But the thing is about like appearances and attractiveness, like, I think it is fair that like if someone maybe drastically changes how they look, like, you can potentially like not be attracted to them. Like, I know that scientifically, like, that is a possibility, but I've always thought of it like, there will be a day when we're all crusty and old. Okay. Like, I'm going to try to fight it as long as I possibly can, but like, it will eventually happen. And like, the happiest couples you see, like, you don't think so much about appearance at that point in your life. Like, you need to make sure you're with someone who, like, once our looks eventually do kind of fade, which is inevitable, like, aging is aging, like, you need to be with someone who, like,
loves you for you.
Exactly. Loves you for you. You can laugh with, you enjoy life with, you have fun with, like, you genuine, like, attractiveness is important and being attracted to the person you're with is important, but it is not everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even the most, like, what looks you look are not like important.
It's the least interesting thing about you.
Exactly. Like, looks are the least important thing about the person that you're trying to end up with. Like, you unless should. Unless
you're with somebody who only cares about that, in which case it probably is not.
This sounds like. Yeah. This is sounding like a classic case of this guy, like, whoever is so fixated on looks that he's going to throw away a really great thing. And honestly, you should throw him away because he sounds like a prick.
Yeah.
He sounds awful. Over it.
Holy shit. Should we do one more? Because we didn't do any last week.
Yeah. We have time for one more.
Okay. This is one about bachelorettes.
Ooh.
Slash, like, people in weddings. And I think it's like,
I'm dialed in.
I think we'd have good advice for this. Okay. Katie, Colby, and Adam, how we doing? I could really use your advice and opinions on a sticky situation I'm in. Growing up, my cousin and I were super close. We were always together, and she was the closest thing that I have to a sister. When we were little, we would plan our dream weddings, cutting out pictures from magazines and all. Well, now it's my time to get married, and I asked her to be my bridesmaid, and she happily said yes. Some backstory. A few years ago, she moved a few states away with her fiance. Since then, she's been in multiple weddings and has come home for those bachelorettes and bridal showers on top of coming back for the wedding. Fast forward to now, she's the only bridesmaid of mine that doesn't respond in our group chat. Not even a thumbs up to a message. The only one over 18 that didn't attend my bachelorette. Mind you, we went somewhere closer to her than to us. And said she probably won't be able to make it to my bridal shower either. Am I wrong for being hurt and upset? I get not going to the bachelorette. Money is a difficult thing for everyone, and although we may have kept it as cost-friendly as possible, it may not be ideal money-wise. However, what I can't get over is the fact that she's went to several others for girls that weren't even her family, weren't blood, didn't grow up as literal siblings. I guess I'm hurt more than anything. I want to bring it up, but I don't want to sound mean in any way. What would you feel? What would you do? What would you say? I guess I'm at a loss because I don't want to tarnish a relationship that was and is special to me. Love ya, see ya, help.
Aww. Wait, remind me her relationship to this person.
So this is her cousin, and she doesn't have a sister, so this is the closest thing she has to a sister.
Mm.
Like, growing up, they were super close. Ugh. I mean, she should not have said, the cousin should not have said yes to being a bridesmaid.
No.
That's totally the thing. Agree. Like, you don't get the title if you're not going to, like, go to anything.
That's kind of what I would say. I would be like, honestly, I feel like, I don't know how I would even phrase it, but I don't know if you need to be, or, like, you haven't been able to commit to any of the other activities around my wedding, like it being a bridesmaid is too much, like no pressure.
Like I would honestly be like, I don't know what your situation is with like how many groomsmen you have, and if like the numbers, like if you want the exact same, like say six bridesmaids, six groomsmen, like so whatever, some people are like that. If that were the case, I would be like, I mean, it is hard to like strip someone of their title, like in that way, like especially when it is someone you're gonna see a lot. But also nobody's
gonna know that she was even supposed to be a bridesmaid because she didn't go to anything.
No, exactly. But I'm thinking maybe like there's a way you can text her and be like, I don't know if all the events are over at this point and there's no more to happen, but if there is like another shower or something that's happening, like I would literally, if I were in your shoes, I would offer to pay for her. I'd be like, which you don't need to do, but
I don't know if something's going on,
but that would at least be a way. Yeah, I would reach out and be like, hey girl, like if money is a problem, like I am happy to like cover this cost for you, like you are my family.
Wait, did she say the money was an issue though, or she's
just anyway? And she said that she's gone on other bachelorettes, which I know myself, and if that girl was in my wedding after not showing up for me, I'd like seeing her face like in the room while I was getting ready that morning if I didn't talk about it, which is probably the natural way that I would go about things. I would have to cut her out of the wedding because I would have to just be like, no.
Is there a relative you could speak to about this? Like, I would, if this were me, I would go to my mom and be like, mom, what do I do
about
it? You
have to talk to her mom.
Insert cousin here. No, like literally I would be like, how can I, because you do not want to be the bad guy. You are valid in wanting and like how you're feeling, and you have 100% every right to be the bad guy in the situation. You are allowed. But like, if it were me, I wouldn't want to be, because like who wants to complicate what's supposed to be like the most amazing day of their life.
Yeah.
I would literally be like, mother, go talk to your sister.
You need to handle this.
Or whoever. Like, I would ask for a little bit of advice from someone who knows both of you. And maybe there's some insight that you need to like, maybe something is going on in her life that makes it very difficult. Or like, I would just point blank be like, hey, so-and-so, it's upsetting to me that you haven't been there for me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's completely valid. And maybe like you do like a voice note or a phone call.
Yeah.
Because sometimes text can be kind of cold if delivered like that. But to answer her question, what would you feel? I would feel the exact same way as her, because you, of course, are going to compare to like other, like she has clearly made the effort for other people.
Yeah. And you're saying that this is like one of the closest people to you. You grew up as sisters. At that point, like you're close enough too that if this were me, I definitely would have side chatted her after she said she couldn't go to the bachelorette and been like, hey, like, do you have a conflict? Like, why aren't you going? kind of thing. So now with the other event too that she isn't able to go to, I seriously would be like, I am transparently pretty hurt that I feel like you haven't really been showing up for me. And I know you have a lot of weddings, like, don't want to make you feel bad, even though I do, because you haven't made me feel bad. But like,
yeah.
But like, if this is too much for you, let me know.
So it's,
I like am happy to not have you be a bridesmaid if you're not able to swing it with everything else that you have going on.
That's good to say. Like, I totally get it. If it's too much for you to be a bridesmaid,
like put it on her. Be like, I understand, and I'm hurt that you haven't been showing up for me.
I would be like, because I don't know if it's like the day before wedding, day of wedding, like there's a lot of activities on the wedding weekend, but I'd be like, I know it's a lot to ask of you to come to like the welcome dinner and the rehearsal dinner, like name all the tasks that a bridesmaid would be doing on your wedding day, and honestly beef it up a little bit for dramatic effect, and be like, I'd understand if this is too much for you to be a bridesmaid, so I'm happy to like, you know, ask someone else or whatever your plan may be. And see what she says. But it sounds like, so all the activities, like all the events have happened for this wedding except for the bridal shower, which if anything, I feel like is like the easiest one to go to.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like a bachelorette is like expensive and time consuming. Yeah. So I understand that. But like a bridal shower, how hard is it?
Yeah, to I think just this girl there? Just seems like she doesn't care about you
this
that much.
This is a lesson, guys. Like as we get to this age, like you have to show up for your friends 100%. And family. Like people will like it. People take note of that, like 100%. Who shows up, and then like you will, so now I bet you don't want to really show up for her, like in her situation because she's not showing up for you. It's just bad manners.
Yeah,
not good.
It's not like somebody that wasn't in your bridal party that you invited to the bachelorette because you thought they would be a fun addition and like wanted to have a big bachelorette but a small bridal party, which like I've gotten those invites before and I'm like, I you don't need to include me, so nice to be included, but
yeah but this is a cousin,
and yeah, somebody fully in, like, no, like not that situation at all. Like those situations I don't feel bad saying no.
Yeah,
like this is somebody fully who should have been involved in like the initial planning with the bridal party to be like, what dates are you not free, which I'm sure did happen, you know what, how they send that when you're in a wedding and they're like, does anybody have any blackout dates out of this? But
it's selection. Weird that she isn't even responding in the group chat. Like, yeah, that's the really, bare minimum.
Yeah.
I think you deserve better. And we hope you have a good wedding anyways.
Yeah.
You deserve better than that.
We're rambling. I'm like, this Sorry, topic, I can't, you guys really beat this one to the ground.
No, no. I'm sure she appreciates this because I have a lot. I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
Katie, like I said,
if that girl, after not showing that girl, your cousin,
that dumb bitch.
No, but seriously, if I was like getting ready and she tried to then be like, it's your wedding day, it's like the best day ever, trying to act like she did not come to anything else, I would be boiling inside, even though it is like the best day ever. I feel like myself.
You need to make your point somehow, either whether it be through a relative or via a phone call or something before your wedding. So, because otherwise you'll have this pent-up anger.
Yeah.
Like, you need to make your point heard.
Definitely.
Even if
your feelings deserve to be heard because they're valid.
Agree.
1,000%.
Mic drop.
Well, we wish you a good wedding. Guys, I think that's all we have time for tonight.
Adam's ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, Katie has to go on her date.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be late for my date.
Katie's going on her date.
I'm delirious. I need to go to work.
Jack, I have to go to my 8 p.m. bedtime.
Cole needs to go to bed. And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Wow, we were so in sync with that one.
That was gorgeous.
It really felt harmonious.